There are heroic stories of Hercules and Ulysses. The Israelites look back to heroes like Samson and King David. There are great stories of our history and conquerors and heroes such as Alexander the Great and Genghis Khan. In the Middle Ages, arose many mythological stories of super kings and wizards and knights, like the stories of Arthur, Merlin, and Sir Lancelot. And as time moved forward, we continued to make heroes of great generals like George Washington, Ulysses Grant, and George Patton. We immortalized people like Daniel Boone and Davy Crockett, and later we had hero cowboys like Wild Bill and Wyatt Earp. And then when there were not enough people to elevate to hero status, we turned to fiction and we had comic book and radio superheroes. Who remembers The Shadow, Superman, and the Green Hornet? And even today, superheroes like Batman, Spider-Man, and the Avengers continue to dominate the box office. And we certainly raise our athletes to hero and nearly godlike status, don't we? Basketball junkies love Jordan, Bryant, and now LeBron. Football fanatics today have Brady, Rodgers, and Mahomes. And of course, who could forget baseball's greats, Votto, Harper, and Trout? Many people have their posters, their jerseys, and they even know their stats. And if you're not a sports nut, let us not forget the stars of Hollywood and music that people worship. And we can name all kinds of actors and actresses, from Charlie Chaplin to Tom Cruise or the Beatles to Beyonce. But it seems to be in our nature to look to greatness. We want to be connected to greatness. We imagine ourselves being great. As a child, I imagined myself as everything from a cowboy to a war hero to the winning quarterback, a rock star, and yes, even Superman. I wanted to be great. I wanted to save the world, to be admired by millions, to have fame and fortune. And to tell you the truth, a part of me still wants this. How about you? I think all of us have a little part of that, that at one point in our lives have imagined being great. But there is only one true superhero, and he comes with his own superhero slogan, and it is, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." Our scriptures that we've heard many times, unfortunately, recently, but some promises from John 14. "Do not let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. My Father's house has many rooms, and if that were not so, would I have told you that I'm going there to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. You know the way to the place where I'm going." And Thomas said to him, "Lord, we don't know where you are going, so how can we know the way?" And Jesus answered, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you really know me, you will know my Father as well. From now on, you do know him and have seen him." You see, for weeks and months before his death, Jesus has started going deeper with his disciples. He takes Peter, James, and John on a little trip up on a mountain. And there he is transfigured into a glorious light, into a glorious figure right before their own eyes. You see, until this time, Jesus was a lot like Clark Kent. He came to the earth and he took on a mild-mannered persona. But behind that persona, we find that Jesus is God, for he is the Word and he is the light. And another time in Scripture, he asks his disciples, "Who do you say that I am?" And Jesus confirms that he indeed is the Messiah, the hero, the Savior. But he also reveals that he is no ordinary Messiah. For he didn't come to defeat the Romans or get martyred in a big epic battle. Unlike all other heroes, he came to die. And let me tell you, the disciples didn't like this message. "Whoa, whoa, 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 wait a minute. You're not going to be a king and we're not going to be at your round table? What's going on?" And on the very night of his arrest, Jesus not only predicts his death again, he even predicts its betrayal. But he offers his disciples words of comfort and words of hope, and quite possibly one of the most pivotal phrases in all of religion: I am the way and the truth and the life. Jesus said, I am the way and the truth and the life. You see, it depends on how you read it. But the way it is written in some of the most original texts, you have to translate it that Jesus states with authority that I am. You might remember from the Old Testament, Moses said, well, who are you? Abraham said, who are you? And God said, I am. And that's all we said. I am. This is not like I am hungry, or even saying that I am Scott, because Scott is just a name. That doesn't mean anything, does it? It doesn't tell you who I am. It doesn't say anything about who I am. But when I look at my boys and I say, I am your father, now that has meaning, doesn't it? There have been a few things in my life that I can say have truly defined who I am. Something that brought identity to me. Something that had conviction and meaning. Something that, for me, I knew was just right beyond right. A few of the things that define me include my faith and being a dad. Not just a father, but being a dad. You know the difference, right? And being in the military, that was right. To my troops, I was Sarge, a guy they looked up to, a guy they loved. And I can say without a doubt that I am a dad. I am a soldier. And I can say without hesitation, I am a pastor. And here we have Jesus definitively saying something. He says, I am. And first he says, I am the way. He was not a way or one of many ways. Jesus is the way. And the way to what? The way to the Father. And remember, we talked about, when we talked about baptism, the whole covenant thing. When God said, you will be my people and I will be your God. It's about that creator who wants a relationship with his people. And Jesus says, I am a new covenant. I am the new promise. I am a new way to the Father. In fact, the early followers of the church were not called Christians. They were called members of the way. That's what they were called. And this goes back to the other statements of the way. And then Jesus said, I am the truth. This means he represented all of God's promises, all of God's word. And this goes back to John chapter 1. It says there, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him, nothing was made that has been made. This is John's declaration of who Jesus was, and Jesus is the truth. He is the Word. And look in verse 4, John says, what was in him? In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. Because the third part of this, Jesus says, I am the life. Verse 14, he says, the Word became flesh and made his dwelling upon us. We have seen his holy glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. Jesus is the life. And by becoming flesh, he bridged the gap between mortals and immortals. We are mortals. We will die. God is immortal. And Jesus came and took on our life so that we could have his life. And because of his death, burial, and resurrection, we now have the means to avoid death and have eternal life. But the truth is, we all have eternal life. It's just a matter of whether your eternal is in the presence of light or the presence of darkness. because we can have eternal life in the presence of the triune God, God the Father, God the Son, and the God the Holy Spirit, or we can spend eternity without the presence of God. A place of darkness and continual pain and continual fear. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No doubt to me, this is the ultimate superhero slogan. I am the way and the truth and the life. Without this statement, Christ's life, Christ's death, and his resurrection means nothing. For either Jesus is a superhero or he is a super zero. Because if Christ is not the Son of God, if Christ is not the way, then he must be a fraud. And if he is a fraud, then why do we celebrate Easter? Why do we celebrate Christmas? Why do we continue to gather? So the question is, what is Jesus to you? Is he your superhero or is he a super zero? Is he your way, your truth, and your life? Either this is the central truth in your life, or the real truth is you've got nothing. You see, Satan likes to fool us. He wants us to believe that just being good is good enough for heaven. Satan wants us to believe that just coming to church is enough. But Jesus has to be your hero or your savior, the one you put everything into. Because he is the way, he is the truth, and he is the life. He wants to save you. He wants to free you. He wants to give you peace. He wants to give you grace. He wants to give you forgiveness. And all you have to do is to call on his name, repent of your sins, and claim him as your hero, as your savior. If Jesus isn't your superhero, then you have problems. Because only Jesus can save you. Not your good works, not your money, not your bumper stickers, and not even your preacher can save you. Jesus is the only hero that can save you. He is the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through him. Is he your way? Is he your truth? Is he your life? I hope your answer is yes. And if your answer is yes, are you willing to share that message? That he is the way, that he is the truth, and that he is life. You don't have to be a Bible scholar to be a witness for Jesus. That's all you need to know. He is the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father except through him. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, you sent us the greatest hero of all time. And when we look at all the old religions, when we look at all the old forms of superheroes, none of them measure up to what you have done out of your love. You desire us to be made righteous so that we can be in relationship with you. And Lord, for that to happen, you sent your Son, Jesus Christ, so that we can say yes, and we can surrender, and we can claim him as our superhero. There are tales of superheroes, and people don't ask to be rescued. The superhero swoops in and just rescues them. But you, Lord, are different. We have to choose you. We have to say yes. Lord, I ask those who do not know you that today is the day that they claim you as their hero. And maybe for those who have claimed you in the past and have stepped away or strayed away or haven't made you the central part of their life, may they renew themselves today And may you become their new focus to be the way, the truth, and the life. Lord, let us always remember that Jesus is our hero, our Savior, and our Messiah. This is our prayer. Amen.